strong use of the W. So tell your family, call your friends.
The Colts are rocking on WGN. Oh, nice. Strong.
All right, it's a download here on WGN Radio Wednesday night, so that means it's time for Picnic. This is our weekly segment where we are dedicated to giving each member of the Chicago Cubs, the 2016 team, a legitimate, authentic nickname. Since it's the All-Star break, we were kind of tossing around. You know, we kind of want to save Anthony Rizzo and some of the others. I was actually doing the math, Pete, that we have about 9 or 10 weeks left of this, and we're running out of players because we're doing a lot. So we thought this, because it's the All-Star break, a great opportunity would be to get the manager and the general manager involved in our game Picnic, and that means Joe Maddon and Theo Epstein. They're getting nicknames tonight on Picnic. 312-981-7200. Winner's going to get a Pequod's Pizza gift card and or a MyPillow. A pillow and a pizza. How what's great not, is that? Joel Reese is here. Like? What's not to like? Joel Reese. He writes for Baseball Prospectus, Wrigleyville. He also does the podcast, which you can find on Twitter, at BP Wrigleycast. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Ah, great to have you. All right, so Theo Epstein and Joe Maddon. What do we need to know about these guys? Why don't we start with Theo?
Okay, Theo. Well, you know, I think a lot of people are going to talk about him being the boy wonder and the genius. I'll just start off by saying he hates that. He's actually a pretty humble guy. And I remember I saw a video with him, and like right after he came to town, and the guy was like, "So you're the savior of," and he was like, immediately, he visibly bristled. He's like, "That's your word, not mine." So we could come up with that, but he's not going to like it. But right. Before we get into it, just real quick, I just want to tell the story of how he came to the Cubs, because I don't think people realize how incredibly lucky it was. So the deal was, it was the last day of the 2011 season. And the Red Sox, because right, he was with the Red Sox, and the Red Sox were playing the Orioles, and all they had to do was win. They were tied with the Orioles, or excuse me, they were tied with the Tampa Bay Rays at that point. So they needed to win and Tampa Bay lose, and then they're in the playoffs. And they had been up by 9 games a couple weeks earlier, and they slid.
Oh, this was the unbelievable season where every team was on the line at the end. That was the best day in baseball history.
So the Red Sox were up against and the Orioles were one of the worst teams in baseball. So they bring in their closer, Jonathan Papelbon. He blows the save. So they lose. So, you know, and then everyone turns their attention to the Yankees-Tampa Bay game.
Yeah.
Well, the Yankees had been up 7-0.
Right.
And so a hitter by the name of Dan Johnson, who was batting 108, came up.
This is the final day of the year.
It's the final strike.
108.
It's two outs, two strikes. And if he strikes out, the Red Sox are in the playoffs. He hits a home run. Game goes into extra innings. Tampa Bay wins. Boston loses. They're out of the playoffs. Everyone in Boston freaks out. They freak out. The management freaks out. They start leaking to the press, like, "Oh, you know, manager Terry Francona was taking a lot of pills." Like, and everyone, like, says John Lackey and a bunch of pitchers.
Yeah, that this was the
clubhouse
the
eating the fried chicken
and the beer.
Yeah,
Beckett,
yeah.
Right.
And
right.
Beckett, exactly. And so Theo was like, he had toyed with the idea of leaving before, and he's like, "You know what? I'm done. I don't need this drama. I'm out." And Ricketts was looking for someone to lead the team. He sees Theo Epstein gets on the market, and he's like, he jumps in, he woos him, you know, takes him to their massive place in New York and kind of wines him and dines him, and Theo Epstein comes to Chicago.
Wow.
And now here we are.
There you go, because of an awesome
because
final
of Dan
game.
Johnson.
Because of Dan. Thanks, Dan Johnson.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so let's get to some of the texts right away here. 312-981-7200. All right. 312 says for Joe Maddon, Marty Scorsese. I'm not really sure. I guess he looks like Marty Scorsese a little bit.
Maybe. Maybe it's got the glasses.
949, here we go. 949 says for Joe Maddon, Joe the Brilliant Madman. I do like Madman. There's something there for Joe Maddon. Madman.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's kind of a madman.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get a lot of that, a lot of mad dog type things.
Yeah. All right, let's see. This one came in here. I'm going to skip that one. We've got some rainbow pitchers. 773 says Pinky and the Brain for both of them. It's kind of good.
And I don't get that one. The brain. Theo?
Well, if you look, yeah, I guess like he's the brain, and then Pinky is the manager of the operation.
I'm not familiar with the.
I mean, it's a cartoon. The two of them, like,
right.
I always get that confused with Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah,
it's Pinky and the brain are the same concept.
Right, kind of.
There's a little guy, and then there's a big guy.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
Okay. You know, someone you mentioned this earlier. Someone tweeted in the Juan Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter.
That would be good, right?
You know, well, I don't know how much he'd want to, you know, whether he'd like that
or
not.
I mean, that's a hard one because it's like you try to keep it positive, so you really can't call him Juan Epstein. Hey, Juan Epstein. Like, that doesn't
and I was like, was he the Epstein? One that said, up your nose with the rubber hose? And that was Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Oh, that
right?
was,
Or
yeah,
was that
yeah.
John Travolta? Who said up your nose with the rubber
Travolta
hose?
Travolta was, what? Who? Where? That's really nothing.
That's pretty good.
All right. Let's see. The Maestro for Madden.
No. You could kind of say that for Theo, too, though, right?
Yeah, right. Captain Chemistry. I like that.
Oh, here's something else for Theo that people might want to know. Theo's great uncle and his grandfather won the screenplay for they won the Oscar for the screenplay to Casablanca.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, maybe there's some Casablanca tie in there.
Yeah, here we go. Epstein could be Mr. Kotter. Mr. Kotter. That's what he would do, right? Mr. Kotter. So if you call him Mr. Kotter, that would work if you were in the, I always like to put us in a spot where you're at Wrigley Field. You're kind of the smart aleck guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, come on, Mr. Kotter. And they go, what's that mean? Epstein and Mr. Kotter, welcome back. And they go, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
You're so great.
People are buying you beers.
Yeah, and they're like, this guy needs a beer every week.
Come sit down in the front row.
Right, he comes so in the front. That's what I think about, but you need to be ready for.
Yeah.
The Madstermind, Joe Madden, 847. I don't know about that one. The Genius for Madden.
Yeah. I've got some for Madden here. Ooh, we're just kind of going back and forth between Madden and Epstein?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've got a bunch for Madden.
Okay. Hold on before you go. Yeah, let's take a quick break since it's already a little bit after, and we'll come back. We'll do some Maddens. There's some really great stuff here. Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. Right. It's a download here. It's Picnic. We're giving authentic, legitimate nicknames to the 2016 Chicago Cubs team. Tonight, manager Joe Madden and general manager Theo Epstein. Sound good? All right, let's get going. Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, what do you got for Joe Madden?
For Joe Madden, I'd call him the Cubs Whisperer because he took that. Because he's like a horse whisperer. You know, he took a team that wasn't very good last year all the way into the playoffs. So
we'll call him the Whisperer.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Work.
All right.
That
good. That's good, Rich. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you all too, right, man. You too. All right. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
705 says Joe Madden, the Rig Leader. Like Wrigley
Field.
Yeah, Rig Leader.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Reese, by the way, in studio with us.
Yeah. Hey.
How about Palooka Joe, Captain Cub, the Cub Ductor? Ooh.
That's pretty good.
I'm writing that one down, the Cub Ductor. And they also have the Cub Whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone likes that one.
I've got a bunch for him. I hit up the other writers at BP Wrigleyville.
Okay,
and
great.
I got a bunch here. So you've got the Hipster Herzog. Because, you know, he's kind of a hip guy, and he looks a little bit like Whitey Herzog, so there's that. Another guy on at BP Wrigleyville, Ryan Davis, came up with the Sapient Skipper. I didn't even know what Sapient means. I thought that was – I just know that as the ad agency. But
yeah.
it means wise, which I didn't even know. But then we kind of stumbled upon a gold mine because he loves wine. And so when the Cubs – when Theo and Jed went down to woo him, apparently the big thing is they brought him some Pinot Noir. So we went with Professor Pinot, Captain Cabernet, the Syrah Soothsayer, and then my favorite was the Zinfandel Zen Master.
All right.
So that was my favorite.
I like Hipster Herzog. That's
yeah. You like that one?
That's pretty good. Beat Joe Madden. How about BA for batting average?
Yeah,
it really is. I do like this one. 847 Joe Madden Huggy Bear. He's cool, just like the character from Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. Well, you get points for Starsky and Hutch reference right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right.
I do think there's something there because Huggy Bear, he did the announcement at the Cubby Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something there.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Let me go back to the text here. Let's go back nine. Matt Klein. He's got a lot of good ones. He sent me probably 65 texts.
Wow.
And they're all hilarious.
Okay.
Ready? Theosporin. To help heal those century-old wounds.
Okay.
Theosporin.
Whoa. He liked that one.
Stonewall. All right.
What?
I don't know what that's... Teddy Baseball. Theo DeWin... Theo De Niro. Did I say Theo Winero? Theostatra for Cleopatra. Darth Trader. FEMA. Oh.
Wait.
Joe DiMaggio. He's really, really getting in here.
Man, he's like
really
working it.
Grass Joe, play on Glass Joe from Mike Tyson Punch Out.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Theo, you can call him Metro. He play on Metrosexual. Metro. I might throw that one on there. There's a lot of good stuff here. 773 says, how about Mad Bad Madden? 734, the mixologist.
That's pretty good.
Because he mixes up the lineups.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one.
Okay. What are you thinking, Pete? What do you got tonight? You can check it out.
He's like, what?
He's got a lot. We got to get to Martyr here. I have a feeling he's got. He's been thinking about this.
I have. The wheels have been turning.
In fact, I have put
news on the back burner for the rest of the evening because I've really been looking forward to this. Look, you know how I like to dig deep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can call Joe Madden either the plumber.
Got it.
And you can, reference maybe, he flushes out the teams, gets the pipes working.
All right.
Sure. Not only that, but his dad was a plumber.
Oh, there you go.
His dad was a plumber. Or you can call him the leopard.
The leopard. I like this.
Yeah, the leopard.
Spots.
Joe Madden went to Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And
they're called the Leopards.
So there you go.
So you can call them the Leopards.
And if you can work in something with spots, then...
Spot starts, like he gives Tommy LaStella
a spot start.
Clever, crafty cat.
Adam Warren gave him a spot start.
Right.
King of the Jungle sort of thing.
A lot of Coach Madden tonight. Not as much Theo.
Yeah.
Mad Joe Risen. That's 630. Just said Mad Joe Risen.
That.
Oh, that's cute.
I like
that one, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we need to come up with some Theos. Yeah, Roster Farian. That's good stuff. Killer Joe. That's always good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're getting a lot of Joe Madden. Pete Zimmerman. What do you think? I mean, we obviously have to make a transition to Theo here. We're getting a ton of Joe Maddens. What other?
Well, I think that another thing about Joe is that he, besides the antics, but he loves wild animals because he always brings animals into the.
So the leopard works.
Yeah, and he's a bicyclist. He's an avid bicycler.
Oh, okay.
So the Schwinn, the Trek,
the mountain bike.
Yeah.
The mountain lion.
This
is a really good one. It's 847 might have a winner here. Papa Smurf. Right? Very Papa Smurf. He's got the white beard, white hair.
Yeah,
he's older, wiser, creative, and fun, but respected by the players. And he's Cubby Blue. Through and through. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's pretty good. Papa Smurf.
So who's going to decide?
That makes Theo Gargamel. Esmeralda decides.
Yeah, there we go.
We give her... We narrow it down. And then we give three to Esmeralda on both, So we have a little bit of time
before we do that. We're going to do that at the end of the hour. And tonight, if you do win, if you are, it was your idea that we picked for the nickname on Picnic, you get yourself a prize. We're giving away a Pequod's Pizza gift card and a MyPillow. Both of those things are going to go to the winners who give us Coach Madden's nickname and who gives us Theo Epstein's nickname. All right.
How about, sorry to interrupt, for Theo, how about King Midas?
Right.
Oh, because you got the, yeah.
King Midas, I'm writing it down.
Right.
Someone just said the Rainmaker for Theo.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Glenn right before we break here. Glenn, what do you got? What do you got for Theo Epstein? How you doing?
How about Theo the Leo?
Theo the Leo. Very good. All right, I'll take that.
Got a ring to it.
Yeah, it rhymes.
It's animals.
Yeah, you know? It's animals. Just like, yeah, it's like leopard, Leo.
Who doesn't like animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Glenn. Glenn really thought that one through. He's got all of it. He kind of put it all together. Theo Almighty. All right, so we will take a break here with Picnic. We'll take a break. We'll get the news. We'll come back, and we will continue on Picnic. Stay with us. Shot, Chicago Cubs, baby. That's a good one. Beats by Zim. Bringing the heat tonight with the Cubs novelty songs. It's Picnic. The 2016 Chicago Cubs deserve authentic, legitimate nicknames, and that's what we're doing this summer on the Download. Wednesday nights, we choose a nickname for select players, staff, management, coaches. Tonight, manager Joe Madden, general manager Theo Epstein. In studio with me, Joel Reese. He's a writer at Baseball Prospectus Wrigleyville, also does the podcast, which you can find on Twitter at BP WrigleyCast. Joel, we've got a great, great bunch of nicknames for Joe Madden. Theo Epstein, we got to turn it on. We got to start directing ourselves to the Theo Epstein nicknames.
You know, he is actually not the general manager. People think that.
What is he, president?
He is the president of baseball operations. So maybe like something like the Prez or, you know, the
Commander in chief.
There you go. But you know, you want to have
chief
two meanings. You know,
right,
you
right,
don't like
right.
if we just one. You want to have kind of a dual meaning to
Epstein.
Give it some depth.
Epstein.
Joel Osteen, that weird motivational speaker guy.
Motivational weird.
The motivator.
The motivator. There was a motivator on here. 708 Shannon says EpiPen because he brought the Cubs back to life.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good. That's right, right?
I'm wondering what Esmeralda is thinking. Esmeralda, do you have a something you're leaning toward at this point?
Not really.
She keeps it close to the vest.
She does. Yeah.
I need to hear more.
All right.
All right.
Here's what we got coming in for Theo Epstein, the Halstead hunk.
I don't think he lives on Halstead.
401 says for Theo Epstein, the Hebrew hammer. That might be a tough one to. I don't know. It's too much about his religious background. So
I think I know where that one came from.
Okay. Let's see. Theo Baseball. How about Theo Baseball?
Because of like.
Yeah, I mean, you get that kind of like, that's a Johnny Baseball kind of thing.
Who was that? Was that Joey Bats? Is Jose Bautista. Who is someone baseball? Was that Joe DiMaggio?
Yeah, maybe. Joey Baseball. I don't know. I do like this one. Einstein for Epstein.
See, that's got two. He's smart, and it's got the name parallelism.
Yeah, exactly. All right, there's good stuff. Goat Slayer.
Oh, that's like a metal band.
Yeah.
Goat Slayer. I bet he'd like. Well,
he probably would like that. Yeah,
he's a rocker, you know.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see here. For 331 says Master Madden, like Yoda.
Oh, Master Madden.
No,
that's pretty good.
918 says Theo Epstein, the Theocrat. I like that. Theocrat.
Theocracy.
The Archbishop of Baseball, the Biz Kid. Theosaurus Rex.
That's pretty good.
These are pretty good. These are great coming in. Tonight, people are bringing it. Ted Williams was Teddy Baseball.
Ted, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
847, timely for tonight. We had the conversation with Jesse Klein. Epidural for Theo Epstein.
That's, I guess the epi, yeah.
Takes the pain away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pete, you haven't had a chance to weigh in here, and I want to get you in for Theo Epstein. What are some things about Theo that you think that we should be?
Well, like Joel mentioned, yeah, and we mentioned earlier, he does that big hot stove cool music thing that takes place a couple of times a year. Big fan. I think he's friends with Eddie Vedder because Eddie Vedder always shows up to that thing.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, man. Pearl Jam's got their hooks in the Cubs.
Yeah.
And didn't you say Hamill was a huge Pearl Jam guy?
Yeah, Hamill's a Pearl Jam fan.
We ended up
as well.
Giving him a ham jam, one, because of his fandom of Pearl Jam. And that now Theo Epstein and Eddie Vedder.
And do you remember when there were the rumors that Theo was going to come over to the Cubs and most people knew it, but then that like one random person saw him in the Starbucks.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, yeah, like took a picture of Theo at the Starbucks.
Yeah, that was
like an Armitage
and
Webster.
I guess that was actually that was him. And he was like,
yeah.
And he the guy didn't the guy say, are you Theo Epstein? He's like, oh, no, I get that all the time. But it actually was.
Yeah.
That's a quick. So like a good president lying in the first thing on the job.
Plays a guitar.
Yeah.
Licks.
Mm-hmm. He's big into a band called Buffalo Tom. They're from Boston. I like them a lot. So
Klein likes Theo Cruxtable.
Wait, now where does the crux come from? Because it was Huxtable.
Yeah, right.
But where does the crux come from?
I don't know. But yeah.
Something.
It worked. It got a laugh.
Let's go
to Susan. Susan, what do we like? You got something for Joe and Theo?
Yes.
All right, what are we looking at?
Joe Madden, leader of the pack.
Okay.
And for Epstein, Fielder of Dreams.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
Fielder of Dreams.
I still think the best one that I heard was for Pedro Strop was Beef Stroopwafel. I think did that win? Esmeralda?
That did not win. White Castle won that night.
Oh, because
thanks,
slider.
Susan.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, the best slider in the house.
Yeah, that's
Theo Fight. It's good. All right, there's a lot going in here. Okay, Snoopy. All right, like Joe Cool.
Oh, yeah, Joe Cool, right.
Okay. Nickname for the Cubs, Madden Stein's Monster. Madden Stein's Monster, so like Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, yeah.
Theo the Lionhearted. Yeah.
When you just get the
Yeah, we're not getting a ton of, I know we're not getting a ton of energy through these, you know? There's a lot of like, Theo, we got to start bringing the heat on. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, we're coming up on another break here.
Yeah.
And after
on,
the break,
people,
we got to go. I mean, we got some good stuff, but I don't know. I feel like there needs to be a couple more that are like the unanimous choices.
Because
I think that we're going to get a winner out of Joe Madden. I know Esmeralda pretty well. But Theo Epstein's still up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to come up with some more here.
Okay, people.
Theo. Yeah.
Wait, no, he went to Yale. And they're the Bulldogs? Yeah.
Huh.
So.
630 just said baseball sucks.
That's
strong.
That's
that doesn't work. I don't get it.
That's good stuff.
I don't get it. All right, I'll comb through the text again, but this is your last shot to get in.
Okay,
we got some good ones coming in here. 312-981-7200 for your nicknames for Theo Epstein and Joe Madden. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get those nicknames in the hopper, and then we will choose the picnic winners for tonight. Esmeralda will be the judge. Stay with us.
And when the Cubs go marching in, and when the Cubs go marching in, I want to be in the bleachers when the Cubs go marching.
Nice.
Where does he get all those songs?
I don't know. That's a secret. It gets better as we get closer to the end of the season, too. Last year during the playoffs, as we got closer, the novelty Cubs songs were off the chain.
It's amazing.
So good.
Wow.
Beats by Zim. Joel Reese, BP Prospectus, Wrigleyville.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the podcast at BP Wrigleycast. on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We're doing Joe Madden and Theo Epstein. We got some great stuff here. Let's keep going. We were talking about him. You know, we heard Texters did The Architect. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, well, maybe there's a play off of Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright Field.
Yeah.
That's a little long, though. Yeah. That's four words. That's, you know.
I like Mies van der Theo.
That's pretty good.
Or even better.
Yeah.
Vies Mander. Vies.
Wait.
Mies van der Bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a
Mies
good one.
Van der Bro.
Yeah. That's
that's
a good
the one.
One
that I would put in.
Yeah.
920 Theo the Mother Epstein. That's a little weird.
What?
His nickname is the Mother.
I don't know if I.
Can. Team Tesla. Theo's Team Tesla. Triple T. All right. For Madden, we've got Mojo. Oh. 773 likes Sweet Tea. For
Theo Epstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet T.E. Theo Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we have. Theo the Great. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do we like? Theo the Cub Piper. The Piper. Okay.
Pied Piper type thing.
Let's go to Steve on the line. Steve, what do you got, Steve, for Theo Epstein?
Hi.
Hi.
Theo Man, Avenger of the Cubbyverse.
I kind of like that, Theo Man. That would be better if it's
The
Man.
The Man of Theo, like Man of Steel. Maybe there's something there.
Yeah, I like that. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. That's a good one. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Theo Man. There you go. The Sorcerer. Ooh.
Doctor Strange. Remember that?
Yeah, of course. That's a nice little... That's a movie coming out with Doctor Strange.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Who's playing him?
Oh, geez. It's next year. I saw a trailer for it. It's Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Who is playing Doctor Strange? That's a great question. Someone will definitely tell us. All right. So I think we've got our picks here. There's a lot. I'm going to read them down, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll start with you, Joel. And then, Pete, I want you to get in on this as well, okay? On the Coach Madden side, we've got Madman, Maestro, Captain Chemistry, Madstermind, The Genius, The Whisperer, The Cub Whisperer, Cubductor, Hipster Herzog. Love that one. Professor Pino, Huggy Bear, The Mixologist, Killer, The Plumber, The Leopard, Mad Joe Risen, Papa Smurf, Hannibal, and Leader of the Pack.
Hannibal? I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. Someone had Hannibal for the A-Team.
Oh, okay.
Like he's the Not guy. Like he's Hannibal, like, I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, George Peppard.
Yeah. So when you hear those, what do you like? What grabs your attention out of that?
I like the Mixologist.
Yeah.
Captain something, what was it?
Captain Chemistry?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What do you like?
I am I like Mixologist as well. I like Hipster Herzog. I like Huggy Bear and I like Papa Smurf. I think that's one of my favorites, Papa Smurf. That kind of is perfect. You really think about it.
You know, my mom is listening from Door County on her phone, and she texted me and said she liked Papa Smurf best.
There you go. See? So, Joel's mom.
Yeah, that's the...
Says Papa Smurf.
That's the ultimate endorsement right there.
All right. So, Pete Zimmerman, you heard that list. What do you like here? We've got Madman, Maestro, Captain Chemistry, Genius, The Whisperer, Cubductor, Professor Pino, Huggy Bear, The Mixologist, The Plumber, The Leopard, Mad Joe Risen, Papa Smurf, or Leader of the Pack.
I like Pino, Professor Pino, the best, but then Mixologist, because I like the idea of the wine, and you know, Mixologist, you can kind of, that's alcohol-related.
At least he knows wine, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Papa Smurf, too. I enjoy that one. And, of course, Hipster Herzog is fantastic. But, you know, like when Joe is going out there, he can't really say Hipster Herzog.
There he is.
Plus, come on, hipster Herzog.
Don't like the
Werner Herzog. No, the Herzog, Whitey Herzog. Whitey Herzog.
You don't like to associate any cub with a cardinal either. Yeah. So
that's a good one. Point. All right, let me stay with you, Pete, and let's do Theo Epstein. Ready, Mr. Carter, Metro, Rainmaker, King Midas, Theo the Leo, Einstein, the Goat Slayer, Theocrat, the Architect, Sweet Tea, Theo Man. Or Mies van der Broe, which is mine, so that doesn't really
count. That's pretty funny, though.
I think out of those, I like the Architect still, or the Goat Slayer, just because it's fun to say.
That's
the Goat Slayer.
Goat Slayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also somebody just texted, did you do the monsoon? Did you have that in there?
Oh, the monsoon.
The anti-drought.
Ooh.
That's pretty good, I think.
That is good.
Well, we got to wait till October to see that, right?
Yeah, that's
right. That's true. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It may be out of the playoffs after the.
We're going to have to put this on hold for 2017.
Yeah,
the way they're playing right now.
Right. Wow.
All
right.
So I will pick. Four from each category to give to Esmeralda, who's been locked up in the soundproof chamber.
Yeah.
The soundproof closet. It's a lot like the end of Family Feud, except we forgot to do it. So, Esmeralda, okay, so I've got a list of stuff here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Yeah? Are you ready?
Yeah.
You feel pressure?
No.
Okay.
No pressure.
None at all.
None at all. Good. There's a lot of people riding out there. I mean, think about it. They could get a free...
Pequod's Pizza.
Get a gift card from Pequod's Pizza featuring the world-famous pizza with a signature caramelized crust. Visit them in Chicago or Morton Grove or online at PequodsPizza.com or a MyPillow. Guarantee the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com. So there's a lot riding here.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Wow. She's getting all zen.
There you go. It's Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I saw that.
So there we go. All right. You ready for this? For Coach Joe Madden, we've got Captain Chemistry, Huggy Bear, the Mixologist, or Papa Smurf? Once again, Captain Chemistry, Huggy Bear, the Mixologist, or Papa Smurf?
I have to go with Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf!
I have to go with that one.
I agree, right?
I mean,
that's a winner. That's a no-brainer.
And then people can Photoshop him
blue
and then wearing the Papa Smurf hat.
Exactly, and when he comes out to the mound and be like...
Is that their song?
I don't know if it's close. I think that was more.
That's
what you, yeah.
It's kind
what's
of the
Smurfs
Irish
one?
Spring song, but.
What's the Smurf? There it is. Thank you.
I didn't know they had a song.
Yep. What are you talking about, Joel?
Sorry, man.
Martyr with the wind.
Get out of here.
The 6 and a 5-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
I never did the Smurfs.
And when he comes out and they're like, oh, that's going to be it for Arietta. I don't think we've been more right in any of the nicknames. I really like this one. Papa Smurf for Joe Madden. All right. Let's go to Theo Epstein. This one's going to be a little tougher, okay? It's up in the air. Let's go with King Midas, Einstein, the Goat Slayer, or the Architect. I took mine out. Mies van der Broe. Didn't make the hit.
Hold on to that one. Hold it
that,
dear.
I'm going to try that one rogue.
Hold on dear to your heart.
I'm going to go rogue next time I go to Wrigley. Where's Mies van der Broe? Who's that? Theo Epstein. They're like, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
You should be here all the time.
In the front row. You should be on the TV.
King Midas, Einstein, the Goat Slayer, or Architect?
I like King Midas.
Listen to this.
Oh, surprise.
There you go. Mark Tier likes it. There you go. King Midas.
Thank you.
Midas touch.
Thank you.
And there is a play. Well, maybe it was Carex. But didn't Midas do a bunch of ads for the old Cubs games? Midas or don't worry, call the Car-X man. Rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom,
but
boom.
But that's Car-X.
But it's close enough. I mean, it's
I'm
thing,
sure
right?
they think. I'm that's sure they look the at it that way too.
Esmeralda comes through tonight. Theo Epstein is now King Midas, and Coach Madden, Joe Madden, is Papa Smurf. Thanks to all the plays, Joe Reese. Congratulations for helping someone get a gift card and a MyPillow.
It's all in the day's
appreciate
work.
Joel Reese, BP Prospectus Wrigleyville. He's also does the podcast, which you can find at Twitter at BP Wrigley Cast. Thanks for coming down tonight.
Sure.
And thanks you for playing.